Asia.
Banyan, where the streets have four names. A new Indian theory of nominal hyperinflation.
An underappreciated part of any government's job is to name things. Schools, bridges, cities, laws, programs. Anything a state creates requires a name. And old names can sometimes become outmoded or offensive, requiring renaming. After India became independent in 1947, its leaders set about building the nation. This involved a lot of coming up with new names and changing colonial ones. Their approach prized clarity over creativity. New institutes of technology were named Indian Institutes of Technology. A big northern state was renamed Uttar Pradesh, or Northern State. Much of the initial nomenclature was the work of the Congress Party, which has run India for 54 of the past 77 years. Of those, 38 years were under a leader named Nehru or Gandhi. Any party in power for that long runs out of ideas, which is why Delhi's airport is named after Indira Gandhi, a former prime minister, and Hyderabad's is named after Rajiv Gandhi, another one. A national park in Mumbai is named after Sanjay Gandhi, whose chief achievement was being Indira's son. When not naming things after its leaders, late-era Congress produced such appalling appellations as NABARD, an agricultural bank, and NREGA, a rural job scheme. The arrival of Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, in 2014 thus came as a breath of fresh air. Here was a party with a knack for names. A department for traditional medicine became Ayush, Sanskrit for well-being, but also an acronym for Ayurveda, Yoga, Yunani, Siddha and Homeopathy. A subsidy scheme for regional flights was christened Udan, an acronym and a Hindu word meaning flight. It is admittedly sometimes a stretch. Maharishi stands for Millets and Other Ancient Grains International Research Initiative. As an employee of The Economist, Banyan is contractually obliged to appreciate wordplay, but there are limits. States run by the BJP also made good on its promise to Hindu-fy Persian names. This is a version of the decolonization that, for example, years earlier turned Calcutta to Kolkata. Lately, however, the nomenclatura has lost perspective. Nominal hyperinflation has run rampant. Uttar Pradesh turned a town named Mughal Sarai, 11 characters, into Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyaya Nagar, 33. Maharashtra, a big state whose name means big state, renamed Aurangabad, 10, to Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar, 25. In the north, politicians threaten to rename anything Muslim-sounding, including railway stations. Many new names are much longer. A Congress-like lack of imagination is also creeping in. In the city of Lucknow, one can traverse Atal Bihari Vajpayee Road, navigate through Atal Charaha, access the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Conference Centre, cross Atal Setu and arrive at Atal Bihari Kalyan Mandap, observes the Hindustan Times. In fairness, Vajpayee is the BJP's only previous prime minister. At least they're not naming things after Mr. Modi, except a stadium and a train. Maharashtra, having sated its urge to rename things after Shivaji, a legendary warrior king, has started honouring his son. A new main road in Mumbai is called, brace yourself, Dharamvir Swaraja Rakshak Chhatrapati Shambhaji Maharaj Coastal Road, that is, Faith Defender, Self-Rule Protector, Umbrella Lord Shambhaji, King of Kings Coastal Road. This is self-defeating. Nobody can remember the name, let alone use it. Naming and renaming are part of the warp and weft of government and of history, but for it to take precedence over practicality betrays a fundamental unseriousness at many levels of government. It is sometimes unclear whether there is any real demand for the changes, and from whom such moves might win votes. Most people use the old names. There is an economic cost, too. Three colonial-era laws that form the bedrock of the Indian criminal justice system were recently repealed and reenacted with some tweaks. To the majority of the country that does not speak Hindi, the law's new names look similar and incomprehensible. Their sections have been renumbered, forcing lawyers and judges to spend weeks rememorizing hundreds of pages. India's judicial system, never known for its speed, will slow further. Out in the world, official street names are a fiction. No one is ever quite sure where they are. Navigation relies on landmarks. Every renaming brings fresh confusion. Hours of people's lives are wasted, with no material gains. It is an odd way to run a country, whether it's called India, Bharat, or Hindustan.